Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hello, Facebook friends. Let's do a radio show. It's Friday.
Information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow starts now.
Well, here we are, and good morning. It's Friday, Dad Shirt Friday, August 26th. Welcome to our Friday coffee break. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Luke Mathers is here. On the show later, State Representative Francesca Hong and media critic Mark Jacob, former editor of the Chicago Tribune. And it's a bright, sunny day where I am. Might be foggy where you are, but hopefully a little nicer later. Going to have some off and on precipitation in parts, which is unfortunate, but Labor Day weekend yet to come all across Wisconsin here. I mentioned the sunny here where I'm in a different studio for one more day. And if you're watching on Facebook or Twitter and you see a banner behind me for the Devil's Advocates radio show, again, most people on the radio know what we're talking about. This was a station started by a couple of guys who decided to call their show the Devil's Advocates radio show. And now their radio station is called Devil Radio. And when I try to explain this to people, I just sound like another godless liberal, you know, and I have to let them know it's part of that whole exchange of being the devil's advocate.
It's a lot of backstory that you got to
there
fill
is
in,
when
it's all.
When you get that backstory, you get either the light bulb goes on, they go, oh, that's clever, or they, you know, tilt their head like a cocker spaniel, and you just realize you've lost them. But at least today, with the sunshine here, we don't have to talk about the Brewers losing because they didn't play yesterday. They
started the nice thing about the day off.
Yes, you know, I'll take a travel day that way. But they start a 3-game homestand against the Cubs, and then 3 more at home against Pittsburgh. And they got to go 6-0. There's just no other way around it. I was going to, as I try to do sometimes, start with a few moments of what I like to call little nuggets of Wisconsin sense and try to bring some perspective to something in the news. But I really have to turn it over to somebody else for this segment, and I will in just a sec. The topic is the Biden administration decision to forgive a certain segment of student loans, which has brought about great wailing and gnashing of teeth in some circles, despite the immense jolt it's going to give to the economy. And certainly it's a commentary on how not affordable we've made higher education and so forth and so on. My favorite has been the White House Twitter account has suddenly taken on this new edge. And yesterday was a masterpiece, starting with Marjorie Taylor Greene, but then rolling through tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet of somebody criticizing having loans forgiven, followed by a screenshot of one of their loans being forgiven, usually a PPP loan or something like that. And of course, the two words that sum it all up best on Twitter are "this you," and on it goes. And you're thinking, who figured this out? Who figured out finally how to use Twitter in the White House? And once I learned who it was, I was so happy. Luke, were you following it at the time when the official account for the state of New Jersey was talking smack back at people?
Oh, yeah.
It was brilliant. And at first, of course, it was anonymous. Somebody would post up, you know, who gave the state of New Jersey this Twitter account? And the response from the New Jersey account would be "your mother," you know, and it just got worse from there.
Or something along the lines of like "mind your own business." Like, yeah. it was very anonymous. And for the most part, when you have somebody like official Twitter accounts like those, like for the state of New Jersey or the White House, you don't necessarily only have one person working on it, but you don't want to necessarily know the personality either, because they're entering a persona of that body. And that's kind of the nice thing about those social media accounts. And I thought the White House was doing a terrific job with that yesterday.
So then somebody put two and two together yesterday and helped us understand that Megan Coyne, the young woman who had been part of Governor Phil Murphy's 2017 campaign, then ran the New Jersey account, left for the White House, and is now running Twitter, or at least part of the Twitter team at the White House. So it all makes perfect sense now. So you had that point of view coming from the White House on critics. And then I wanted to turn things over for this last minute or so to read a little bit from Alexandra Petri of The Washington Post. And her opinion column headline is, "Stop improving things right now. Everyone must suffer as I did. This is disgusting. This is awful. I have just received word that life is getting marginally better for some people, and I am white hot with fury. This is the worst thing that could possibly happen. I did not suffer and strive and work my fingers to the bone so that anybody else could have a life that does not involve suffering and striving and working of fingers to the bone. I demand to see only bones, no more fingers." You can see where this is going from here, but it raises the very valid point that, yes, we can talk about the details of, you know, how you structure something in the budget, but the concept underlying all of this is, it doesn't speak well to a lot of folks who look at those of us who did receive a hand up and try to make something of ourselves and succeed at it and have that burden lightened just a little bit so that we could have better economy and just a better quality of life overall in the country. So again, our thanks to President Biden, but more importantly, our thanks to the White House Twitter account. We'll be back with State Representative Francesca Hong after this. You're up north.